And she was the type of person that would never throw away anything. She always could use everything under the sun. And she only had one eye in later years. But when she was a little girl, she read, lived in the country, and she read where this German had painted on spider webs. So she was an artist in her own right, and being, I mean, a little girl, but she could paint. She painted beautifully. So she found out how, I mean, read about how he did it.
How in the world do you paint on a spider?
So she goes out to the barn, and she gets her a spider web. Now, how in the world, child, being a child that she was, but the kind of webs that she used were webs from these little brown house spiders or barn spiders. And if you ever get up to one that has been gone over and over and over, they weave over and over and over and over. And when they do, she got this thing off on a piece of cardboard or between, in a cardboard somehow or another. She takes her paints, oil paint, and you can't take a brush. I mean, you just have to, you can't smear the paint, you know, that way. But you have to dot it. And you dot those things, but she has a painting of the old spring, the old picture of the
just
spring.
Just hundreds of little dots.
Oh yes, with all that together, and she when it puts it together.
Well, and then is it framed, or can you see through?
Yes, you can see through what I was going to tell you. So, you know, back in those days, of course, she would now be in her 90s, but back in those days, of course, when the traveling salesmen were traveling through the country, you know, and they'd stop at a farmhouse at night and ask for lodging. So this salesman stopped at the house that one night, and after she had completed her painting, and her mother was quite proud of it, of course, so she brought it out to show it to the salesman. And she told him that it was on cobweb, and he didn't believe it, and he poked his finger through it.
Golly.
And that was the beginning of her cobweb painting. But she has a room up here. I mean, there's mostly Howard Whedon has a room, I think. But there are a great number of Miss Clopton's paintings at the museum on the mountain. So if you ever get the chance, be sure and see it. You can look through the glass. She puts them in glass, or puts it on glass, and of course when you look through you can see it, mm-hmm. But that glass holds that spider web. She's been on, she was nationally known.
I've read about those somewhere and seen pictures of them. I don't think I've ever seen one.
But the biggest one that she ever did was, you've seen this great big magazine page with four roses, a big vase of four roses, liquor, mm-hmm. You know. And she painted, the biggest web that she ever was able to get a hold of, and she painted that picture of the four roses on there. But she has miniatures of every one of her grandchildren. And cobwebs. And then she'd take everything, as I said, she always said that she wouldn't chew chewing gum except for a purpose. And she used it, she had all out of the hundreds of students that she taught through the years. And many of them went to the wars and traveled around over the world and round about. And when she was living, she had one room in her house that was a regular museum of things that had been sent to her. And she would take a duck egg, a goose egg. She got a goose egg. She had that afternoon at the